This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looks like the door is opening, and we are welcoming in Bubba Wallace. Yes, hello, yeah. Bubba. Yes, we are live.
I thought he was tall. We were live on the air.
Sorry about standing up here. We'll stand up later and take a picture. NASCAR superstar and winner of the 2025 Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That is Bubba Wallace, who's headed to the playoff August 31st. How we get his microphone there ready? How we feeling about heading into the playoff here, man? Are we in tip-top shape or we got tires flying around everywhere?
That was a little too soon. Too soon, okay? Man, I'm excited. Playoff start. We get Daytona here. We're stress-free for the season finale. Well inside the playoffs with our Indy win. So I'm excited to get it rolling.
The reason that Gio brought up the fact that we have tires flying around here is because last week at Richmond, your left tire fell off.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Well, I know you know, but our audience may not know this. Right. So we're telling our audiences, as you're leaving your pit row, your left tire falls off, and then you pull over into, I guess, one of your teammates' pit?
Yeah, Toyota teammates, the 19th
right.
pistol.
So you're not allowed to do that. You were penalized,
We were penalized for that.
But you're doing something smart. You don't want to go out on the track and drop a tire in the middle of the track, do you?
You don't want to, no. Because that's actually a worse penalty for us. Our jackman and our tire changer would be suspended for two races, which would be one of the first races of the playoffs.
So I don't need that.
We dodged a bullet. Unfortunately, we took ourselves out of contention, but we could have made the situation worse than what it was. So
that's the tire guy's problem there?
He's not going to sit here and throw anybody under the bus. I mean, come on.
Bubba, listen. I throw a pass to a guy in the end zone, and he drops it. I'm like, that's his fault.
You threw it too good, though.
Yeah, but I hit him in the chest, and he dropped it. That's his fault. This has got to be one of those really hard things to deal with.
Going back and looking at the footage, it was just a really freak deal where the lug nut fell off the gun, and it was such a weird transition. And so,
how fast are you going when you realize it's tires about to fall off?
I had just pulled out. And so I was going maybe 5-10 miles an hour.
All right. But you felt it.
Oh, felt it right away. Yeah, it fell off immediately. So unfortunate for our team, but I told them right after the race, I said, hey, we'll...
Get it out now.
Yeah. We got to be ready to shine for the next 10 weeks.
Well, so I got to tell you, you'll probably not realize this, but, this happens all the time on the Long Island Expressway. All the time, and then it jams up traffic left and right.
I believe it.
Yeah, so what's it like driving for Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan in the 2311?
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun going on. This will be completing our fifth year this year. It's crazy to think that much time has already passed. We've been able to do a lot of good with this team. Everybody at Airspeed has been really, really solid and on their game, bringing really, really fast race cars for myself, my teammates, Tyler Reddick and Riley Herbst. So we've been having a lot of fun this year. It's been our best year to date. Obviously, winning at the Brickyard was monumental for our team, for myself, but for our whole team. It was really cool having everybody there at the track take a picture and be able to kiss the bricks and then celebrate with the shop once we got back home. So it was cool. I really enjoyed it. But this season doesn't stop until the last race. So we were already a month removed from winning Indy. And we're still trying to find our way back to victory lane. So it's going to be fun these next 11 weeks. Like I said earlier, no stress going into Daytona. I've lived on the cut line for so many years. it is nice not having that stress.
Talking to Bubba Wallace, and take me back to that winning day in the winner's circle in the Brickyard 400. And I sort of, you know, I went back and knowing you were coming in and watched the celebration, and it felt like it was exuberance and also relief that you were experiencing. Did I read that right?
For sure. I mean, being winless for near 3 years, almost 3 years, right? You know, you question yourself if you can do it again. And when that moment happens, your blood gets pumping a little bit faster, right? Heart beats faster. So it was just a surreal moment. Having my family there, having our 10-month-old Bex in victory lane to get his first official win. He has no idea what's going on,
of course.
But the stories that I'll be able to share with him when he is old enough to understand is going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that day. And just looking forward to doing many more of it. So we're in a good spot with our team. 23 crew is solid. Just got to keep it going.
You know, you got two guys, Denny Hamlin, extremely successful driver. Yeah. Three Daytonas, I believe.
That's right.
Right? You got Michael Jordan. You know, we all know the history of Michael Jordan, the reputation of Michael Jordan. His teammates said he was a pain in the ass. I'm just wondering, again, just to go back real quickly, how much time does Michael spend around you guys, and how much time do you spend talking with him?
He's invested each and every weekend. He is there. Whether he's not there in person, he is watching and tuned in and wondering why we didn't win and wondering how we need to keep winning and do it again, right? So the nice thing and the really special thing about MJ is, as competitive as he is, he's not a guy that just jumps into something and just he expects to win, for sure, but he understands the processes and procedures that go into winning a NASCAR race. It's really, really tough.
Was he at the Brickyard 400?
He was not.
He was not. So I'm sure a phone call came immediately after the race.
Phone
right?
call in victory lane, definitely talking to MJ there. He was pumped up for us and our team, so that's what he said. He
probably
said, let's do it
taking
again.
Somebody's money down at Grove 23. I would imagine.
Maybe so. Yes. But no, it was just really, really special to have all these guys behind me, support me. MJ has constantly been in my corner, pushing me to be better and trusting the process and believing in myself. And it's gotten us to this point. So let's go.
Have you been on that yacht of his?
I have not. Oh, I think I got to put something in the contract.
Seriously. You know,
if I win the championship.
Gosh, I saw that thing the other day.
Yeah. I'm going to flip it to where he needs to ask if he can go on the yacht with me.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Perfect. See, now we're talking. So I've heard from a lot of different athletes in different sports, you know, once they become a father, there's a different perspective on what they're doing and they're putting in the time, but then also having this other responsibility. So you're not quite a year in, right?
That's right. Yep. 10.5 months.
Yeah. So 10.5 months. So, how has that affected you?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'd say the biggest thing is putting racing second.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I've been doing for 23 years now, and racing has always come first. And so now, having the mental clarity and the mental reset to know that racing comes second and family's first, you know, taking care of Bex. he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't care that we just won the Brickyard. I remember standing there in Victory Lane with him. We were spraying the champagne and Coca-Cola everywhere, and he was freaking out. He was crying. Yeah. But him and I locked eyes together, and he instantly calmed down. Mm. He instantly stopped crying and was like, okay, everything's okay. So, you know, taking care of him, making sure he is set up and prepared for the day. You know, you don't have time to think about anything else. And I didn't know I would appreciate it until being in that moment because, you know, sitting here talking with you guys, I'm like, am I saying the right things? Am I mentioning the sponsors and what's going to happen with the strategy on Saturday for the Daytona race? Like, I'm always thinking about racing, right? When I'm with my kid and we're at home, Amanda and I, it's just all about Bex. And it's just peaceful and it's quiet. And it honestly is. You know, you think a 10-month-old is screaming and crying. He's a really good kid. So we're very blessed, very fortunate.
Yeah, got to hope that stays that way.
Right.
Because sometimes they get really quiet, and then all of a sudden in the middle of the night, they go through a stretch where they're waking you up.
Very true.
Welcome to fatherhood. Yeah, for sure. Right. Yes, and all the worries that come along with it. You know, I was going to ask you about, just give the casual race fan out there, like the information of the 411 about your playoff series and what it takes to win the whole thing.
Yeah. So we have the win and you're in mentality, right? That's
do you like that, by the way, if you win one race as opposed to you know, accruing points across all the races?
So this has been a hot topic for I would say the last couple of years, but for sure has ramped up in the last couple of weeks, and I've been silent. My whole take on the thing is you deliver a format to us as drivers. And it is the driver's job to figure out how to be the most successful at that and capitalize on said format. That's where I'm at.
Right. So you in the Brickyard 400, therefore locks you into the playoffs.
Right.
Yes.
And we are actually 9th seed right now, I believe, or 10th seed in the actual playoffs. So we were decent on points, but we needed to win to secure our spot. And so now, or I guess next week when the playoffs start in Darlington, you know, you have the three races. Execute the best that you can. Of course, you want to win one of those three races to advance you on to the next round. But if we can execute where we're at, like I said, we're already 9th. 4 people go out. We would be ahead of that if we can just do everything right now. So I'm a fan of whatever format's in front of us. If we have the right people in the right spot to help us capitalize and execute, then I don't care what format it is. We just want to be the best at it.
So I always joke around that living in this area, my greatest skill outside of doing a radio show is now driving, because it is just so difficult, and I live far away, and I'm driving in a city and everything else, and it's just, so I mean, this might be a stupid question, but when you're driving in your real life,
yeah,
do you ever snap into race car driver sometimes when you're like, boom, and it just hits you, and you're like, oh my God, wait a second, I gotta chill out, I'm on a regular road.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm a big... I don't waste time. I'm a big person on that. I don't waste time getting to point A to point B. If it's 2 blocks away, I'm going to race you there. Like, and it's not even like going the absolute fastest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit in line that has 10 cars in it and the other lane has 1 car. Like, yeah. I'm going to go with the shorter lane, right?
Yeah.
And if it's 4 lanes over from the turning lane that I need to be in, well, you just got to catch people sleeping, you know?
I'm with you.
You know, and if I happen to cut them off, sorry.
Yeah,
it's survival, man. You know, that's really what it is.
I know that Toyota's your sponsor.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. So we got Camrys spinning around all over the place.
That's right. We do.
The LIE, man.
They're a great presence here in New York.
They do have a great business here in New York. All right. So this next race for you is at Darlington, and then where from there?
Yeah. So we got Daytona Saturday, and then Darlington starts. I don't even know where we go after Darlington. That's bad on my part.
Because you're focused. You don't want to get too far ahead of yourself.
Exactly.
Bang.
I'm focused on what's in front of us right
now.
Damn
right. So I wanted, before you go, I want to talk about your foundation, give that a little bit of a pop. So Live to Be Different, what's it all about?
Yeah, so it's just about encouraging the youth to follow their dreams, right? We're all brought in this world for a purpose, and it's up to us to figure out what that purpose is. I question if I'm supposed to be a race car driver each and every day, right? I'm going to continue to make the most of the opportunity that's in front of me. But it's about empowering the youth and pushing them to find what they want to do and enjoying life. I always said, it is your life. You can control it. You can't tell me that I can't do something, because, you know, I set my own boundaries, right? And so giving people the courage and the strength to follow that and believe in that. We've done a lot of stuff with local community stuff, Boys and Girls Club, and we actually just did an event yesterday down in Atlanta with the Boys and Girls Club and Carter's. So that was a lot of fun, being able to spend some time with the kids and get them prepared for back-to-school stuff. It's already that time of the year again, back-to-school traffic's. Yeah. Traffic's about to get bad everywhere. So it's a lot of fun. It's really cool to be able to get back to community.
Bubba, it's great meeting you. Best of luck throughout the playoffs. We'll be rooting for you. And thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Great.
Appreciate
to see you,
Bubba. You too.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.